you in tiny, tiny pieces. You see, when you come in the workhouse, you lose your proper self. Do you know what I mean? You don't have any choice anymore. Everything's decided for you. What you wear, what you eat, what you do, when you rise and when you go to bed. You can't even decide whether to have your window open or not. Because at night, matron comes around and she locks the dormitory window open. And that's what it's like being in here. You've got no choice. It starts when you come into the workhouse. What do they do first? They give you a bath. Well, if like me, you've been walking for 2 days and nights and sleeping in a hedge bottom, you think it'd be good to have a proper clean. And it is, although the water's cold and the soap's harsh. But then, they cut your hair. Not just short, but so there's hardly any left. Can you imagine what that's like, ladies? I was proud of my hair. Long and thick. I used to put it in ringlets sometimes. Well, of course it grows again. But you've got to keep it short, and then you've got to put this scratchy bonnet on it and hide it underneath all the time. And then what do? They take your clothes. Well, I've seen some of them come in here. Their clothes are rags, filthy, disgusting, I know, because I've had to wash them. It fair makes your skin crawl to touch them. But I looked after my clothes. They might have been patched and darned and a bit besmirched from being in an edge bottom, but they was good cloth. But they take them away to fumigate them, and they put you in this workhouse uniform. It marks you out as being workhouse, and that adds to the shame. And then it's the worst thing, the thing everybody dreads, when they split you up. I never had no children. I thought I was cursed, but now I think I'm fortunate. It's heartbreaking. It breaks your heart to hear the cries of the mothers when their children are torn from their arms. And it takes the small ones away from the mothers when they're 3 years old, but 3 years old. They say they split us up so that we don't infect them. We able-bodied, we don't infect them with our idleness and profligacy. Because we're able-bodied and we've got no work, they think we're the undeserving poor. And they split husbands from wives. They make it as unpleasant as they can, so we'll be desperate to leave. And most of us are desperate to leave. But you listen to me to tell you why me and my children are in this workhouse. And you can decide for yourselves whether we're the undeserving poor. My George, he worked on a farm. He was a farm worker for many, many years. He never did miss a day's work. Even when it was raining or bitter cold, he'd go out. I'm not staying here, he says, idle when there's work to be done. And off he'd go. And sometimes if he had a bit of fever, he'd still go, coughing till he couldn't get his breath. And then the machines came. Threshing machines, they called them. Machines of death, that's what I call them. Many's the limbs that were crushed. Many's the souls that were caught up in those machines. But they saved money and they saved time. And they meant the farmer could use 2 men, where before he'd had 10. So he'd look to get rid of the extras. And that's how George lost his job. Too old to work the machines, not strong enough, that's what they said. So we had to leave our cottage, the life we'd known so long, and tramp to find other work. Well, we rented a little cottage. For a while we had some savings, and I took in washing to try and make ends meet. But there came one day we knew it was the workhouse, or starve.